It's not even close, Jemele Hill says Caitlin Clark gets more coverage than black players. By Dylan Gwynn on April 1, 2024. In a shocking twist no one saw coming, Jemele Hill believes she has found racism. In a recent interview with UpRocks, Hill discussed the exploits of Caitlin Clark, the greatest female college basketball player. While Hill acknowledges Clark's prowess on the floor, she believes the Hawkeye star has received more coverage because she's white. Everything about this sport has been trending up for years now. It did not just start with Caitlin Clark, Hill said. A study I cited recently for a piece I wrote in The Atlantic found that, when you compare the coverage of, say, someone like Paige Bookers, Sabrina Ionescu, or Caitlin Clark to Asia Wilson, who has dominated basketball at every single level, she's probably the best player in the world right now. And I'm not trying to act like she gets no coverage, but the coverage that sometimes non-white women get, or specifically black women get, is not even close. It's 2-1. Hill then brought up the example of Aliyah Boston, a black women's basketball player who played for South Carolina. I mean, Aliyah Boston was the best player in college just a couple of years ago. And she did not get even a tenth of this media coverage that Caitlin Clark did. Now, some people would say, oh, it's her game. But I don't think it was that. She's tremendous on television, and I'm thinking, what a missed opportunity for the national media to really elevate who she was as a person. Caitlin Clark seems to be a great personality. But it is not like Caitlin Clark is walking around saying crazy stuff. They're just covering her excellence, and that's good enough. Whereas it feels like for black athletes to get the same amount of coverage or even fair coverage, there has to be something extra. It's unclear how much women's college basketball was trending up before Caitlin Clark's emergence on the national stage. What is clear is that there is no shortage of bitterness about Clark's success. Earlier this month, Lindsay Schnell wrote in USA Today, "Women's basketball needs faces of the future to be black."